Are you ready? Are you ready? Food for everyone. Food for
everyone. Yeah, that was Donald Trump at that Cuban sandwich shop in Miami this past Tuesday. He stopped there after his latest court indictment. Seems like Trump's collecting indictments like he's collected divorces. Oh, yeah, free food sounds nice. Until you realize that Trump booked out of there before anyone could order anything. So he wound up paying for nothing. Later on that very same Tuesday speech at his Bedminster, New Jersey club, Trump once again claimed he had the complete total right to take and keep the classified documents, which resulted in him now facing 37 federal criminal charges, which if convicted on just half of them, put Trump into federal prison for the rest of his life. But Trump still insists that the Presidential Records Act allowed him to take whatever he wanted. We also came to learn this past week how Trump is pretty much obsessive over what he refers to as my boxes. My boxes. He didn't want the feds to look in my boxes. Didn't even want his lawyer du jour to look in his boxes. This sounds like the makings of a great episode of Hoarders, doesn't it? But anyway, getting back to the Presidential Records Act and Trump's claims, I would like to attempt to clarify things for even the most dedicated and hardcore MAGA people. You know the ones still flying Trump flags, saying they'd vote for him even if he murdered someone. They have Trump tattooed on a minimum of two locations on the body. To do this, I would like to present an Issues and Ideas dramatic reading. Today's selection from subsection 2203 of the Presidential Records Act. Allow me to present to you management and custody of presidential records. Upon the conclusion of a president's term of office, or if a president serves consecutive terms upon the conclusion of the last term, the archivist of the United States shall assume responsibility for the custody, control, and preservation of and access to the presidential records of that president. The archivist shall have an affirmative duty to make such records available to the public as rapidly and completely as possible, consistent with the provisions of this act. The archivist shall deposit all such presidential records in a presidential archival depository, as opposed to a suppository, or another archival facility operated by the United States. The archivist is authorized to designate, after consultation with the former president, a director at each depository or facility who shall be responsible for the care and preservation of such records. Thank you.